Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The United Kingdom has approved an American-made vaccine for the coronavirus, making it the first Western nation to greenlight the shots. NPR's Richard Harris reports the FDA is close but has yet to approve the vaccine developed by pharmaceutical giant Pfizer.
The United Kingdom's equivalent of the FDA moved quickly to approve the Pfizer vaccine, and that has raised some questions about the speed of the U.S. process. But Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar praised the U.K.'s decision.
The approval of another independent regulatory body should give Americans additional confidence in the quality of such a vaccine.
The FDA has another week of work to go before a public meeting next Thursday. Approval could come shortly after that. Operation Warp Speed officials say, for planning purposes only, they've picked December 15th as the date when the first doses could ship to the 50 states and to federal agencies, such as the Department of Veterans Affairs. Richard Harris, NPR News.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the first round of coronavirus vaccines could arrive in the state later this month, but he warns it will be just the start of a lengthy process. Cuomo also says the state needs additional federal aid to make the operation work.
There has to be funding to administer the vaccines. It's not enough to say, we'll deliver them to your state. That's very nice. FedEx can deliver them to the state.
Cuomo is also calling on the federal government to ensure there will be plans for fair distribution of the vaccine, especially in low-income areas and communities of color. Congressional Democrats are endorsing a bipartisan coronavirus relief bill and calling on Republicans to work on a compromise. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports the move is a significant shift for Democrats who had previously focused on a much larger package.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer are endorsing a $908 billion bill that is being framed as an interim patch. It's the first time the two top Democrats have embraced legislation smaller than the $2.2 trillion bill that passed the House in October. The legislation includes money for states, small businesses, and people who have lost jobs during the pandemic. Republicans rejected that proposal when it was first announced. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he is focused instead on a smaller relief package that can win support from President Trump. But Democrats are asking Republicans to work with them to reach a compromise in hopes of passing a bill before the end of the year. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 61 points, the Nasdaq Composite down 5, the S&P up 6 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says performances on Broadway could return late next year if enough people get vaccinated against the coronavirus. Jeff London reports Broadway theaters have been dark since March and are officially closed until June 1st.
Broadway contributes about $14.7 billion to New York's economy annually and employs close to 100,000 workers. Dr. Fauci is cautiously optimistic that there will be a 2021 season, as he told local affiliate WNBC.
I think that will be completely dependent on the uptake of vaccines by the people of the country and specifically the people of New York.
Fauci says if 75% to 85% of the American public gets vaccinated in April, May, and June,
you can get back to normal, or at least approaching close to normal, as you get into the late summer and early fall.
Which means potentially the curtains can rise again on Broadway. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a standard 14-day quarantine for people who might have been exposed to the coronavirus could be potentially shortened to 10 or 7 days, depending on test results and symptoms. Under revised guidelines, the CDC says quarantine needs to last only 10 days if a person has no symptoms. Another option is a 7-day quarantine for people who have no symptoms and then test negative. This is NPR News.